There's a rainbow.
Don't me. As I journey here, through the soil and tears, there's a rainbow, in the fire. He will save me, I must have no fear. There's a rainbow, in the fire. There's a rainbow, and shining, there's a rainbow.
Next one we'll see is number 464 in your books.
Oh, so God sends His Son, they call Him Jesus. Thank you.
Case number 341, Kavanaugh.
Thank you.
next song will be Ferris, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Much appreciate Drew organizing tonight's singing and appreciate all of you being here. Those of you that are visiting with our church family, welcome. We're happy you've come our way tonight. Those visiting via live stream, happy that you can be in our assembly as well this evening. Glad all are here. I want to remind you that next Wednesday night we will pick up again with our summer series. Todd Chandler is going to be with us, and actually Todd's going to be with us 2 weeks in a row. Tomorrow, or next Wednesday night, he's going to be talking about the issue that had been so prominent in the news in the past year. He's going to be talking about transgenderism, what the text says about our identity as who we are, as male and females. And the week after that, he's going to be talking about whether science and Christianity can coexist. And so Todd has done a tremendous amount of study and writing and speaking about both of those subjects. And so we're looking forward to having him with us then. And then on the final night of our summer series, that will be August the 17th, Phil Robertson is going to be with us, and he's going to be talking about how parents and grandparents can help their children and grandchildren leave the nest and survive in this world. And that will be a wonderful evening as well. So we look forward to all of that. Appreciate all who've helped us in our singing tonight. We want to mention before we go tonight that we begin on Sunday a new teaching quarter. And as we've said last Sunday, we appreciate very much all who've taught over the past 13 weeks and all who are on board to teach for the next 13 weeks as well. We want to mention just very briefly to you, the adult classes are going to be offered beginning this Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And so we'll pop these on the screen for you just very quickly here. The first is going to be taught by Lee Quinn. And this will be the first class that Lee has taught with us since coming to our church family, James, Living the Faith That Shines. And, of course, James is such an eminently practical book that deals with so many modern issues, the issues of bias, discrimination, temptation, sin, money, faith, wisdom, prayer, the power of patience. All of those are discussed in that wonderful book. And Lee will talk about that and do a wonderful job in teaching that class. And then secondly, Brian Crispell is going to be teaching a class called Signs and Wonders and Miracles of Jesus. And the miracles of Jesus, of course, not only affirmed his identity, but they showed his authority over all things. They showed his compassion, but through his compassion, they showed what God wants us to be spiritually. And so all of that will coalesce together in this class on the signs, wonders, and miracles of Jesus. That will be in the auditorium, and that will be a wonderful class as well. And then third, this is a class that I started in the spring of 2020 before we shut down for COVID. And I think I got two lessons in. And so I've had this back and wanted to teach all of this material. The Dusty Dozen, it's a class on the Minor Prophets. Minor Prophets are called minor simply because they are short. They're short in length. They comprise the last 12 books of the Old Testament. They are often overlooked, and so we're going to try to blow some dust off of those books and look at them. We've prepared a book for the class that talks in each lesson about the prophet and the prophet's time and the prophet's message. But we're not going to be talking really so much in the class about the book. What we want to look at is what Paul said in Romans 15 and 4, that these things were written for our learning. And so we want to look at the books and what we can apply to them in 2022. And that's where our primary focus will be as we look at these great 12 Old Testament books. And then one final class, and this will be taught by John Watts. And this is Your Walk with Bible Characters, A Journey with Saints and Sinners. That's going to be a fascinating class as well. John's going to take one character, a class in chronological order of the Bible. Some will be very well known, some will be rather obscure, and he's going to draw lessons from these Bible characters. Clearly, all of their lives are important because the Holy Spirit included them in the text. And so he'll be drawing the lessons that we are to learn from them. Those are four great opportunities to learn. And so we hope that you'll think about that, pray about which class you'd like to be a part of, and then study with us on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. So good to see all of you tonight. I want to remind you that on Friday, Jonathan will be leaving to go to Prague in the Czech Republic. He's going, there's a lectureship just outside of Prague every year, and one of the tracks is always for young people, and Jonathan's been invited this year to go and to teach that track for young people, and so he'll be leaving for the Czech Republic on Friday. I want to pray that he'll be safe and that all will go well. That'll be his first trip outside the United States, and so that will be an adventure for him as well. We know that all that will go well. Good to see everybody tonight. All right, let's stand, let's sing the song, we'll have our closing prayer.
Pray. Almighty God in heaven, we are humbled to be before you this evening. We are grateful to be in your presence as the great and magnificent creator of all things. Lord God, you are so high, and we're thankful, Father, that we can even approach you. We're thankful that you have blessed us so richly and given us this time where we can praise you and we can edify each other. We pray, Lord, that you have been pleased with our worship and our hearts have been right. And Father, as we have sought to praise you this evening, we pray that we would take that attitude and seek to live our lives as praise to you. As we go out from each other's presence, we go out into the world, help us to be lights that shine to other people. Help others to see that we are different, and help others take notice of those things, giving us opportunities to teach them about you. Help us to always remember our purpose, to remember that we are here for your service, and that our minds might be made up that we will go about doing those things. Please, Lord, bless us in that. Give us the strength we need to carry on, and help us to always keep our eyes focused on Jesus. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.